Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master once again in Dominica. We are here at Dominica Dive Fest. Now, last week on the show, you heard us talk a lot about the topside activities. We went to the waterfalls and some of the things you can do on your surface interval here in the island of Dominica, the nature island. We're going to talk some more about that because we've experienced some new adventures that I didn't get to do here last time that were truly spectacular. You're going to hear all about them on today's show, but more on the diving in Dominica today. Now, right now, we are actually recording the show out on the beach, a black sand beach, here at a place called Sunset Bay Club. This is one of the day destinations, basically for Dive Fest. What they do, they go around to all the different dive operators each day and host a little, you know, day-long Discover Scuba with the local island Dominicans. And they come out here and take their Discover Scuba, go out in the water, and lo and behold, they see a Scuba Radio mermaid to boot. Add a little icing to the cake there, so to speak, and just celebrate the joy of diving. Now, Single Scott here with me today. Now, like I said, since last week, we've experienced a few extra days of diving here. And how can you sum it up from your perspective there, Scott?
In one word, spectacular. But we've really been able to dive the last couple of days and after the festivities of the weekend. And the last 2 days have just been amazing. We did a dive over on the other side of the island. It was just fabulous. It was a pinnacle dive. There was like five pinnacles. We did a dive this morning that was just amazing. A lot of sea life, a lot of coral, colors, everything. It's been great.
On top of everything else, we actually got to chew on some wood. Yes, I found my sugar cane. We were driving up to the hot pools and waterfalls here in Dominica, and a guy was walking along the street with several stalks of sugar cane. And our driver, Woody, stopped and talked to him and hooked us up. And so we got to chew on some wood on the way up to the waterfalls yesterday. That was cool, wasn't it?
That was my first sugar cane. It was very unique. It was very sweet. I was surprised. You just chew on it, and the sugar just flows right out of the cane.
Yeah, you just kind of peel off the skin and just kind of chew on it, suck on it, whatever you want to do. It looks kind of silly, but it tastes great. 4 out of 5 dentists don't like it, I guess. But as far as I'm concerned, add it to the island experience that, you know, this is one of the places you can get that kind of thing going on your surface interval here in Dominica. Now, once again, we are at Sunset Bay Club right now. That's where they are doing today's festivities. The people here are really nice. They got a full service resort here, basically all-inclusive, where you can come here, eat, dive, and sleep, and stay on the resort the whole time if you so wish. One of the many options you have here on the island of Dominica. Now, yesterday we went to All's Dive. We're going to talk to Woody, who he's Billy's brother, right?
Yeah, exactly. Their brother. Woody's the guy that's been driving us around all week, and his brother, Billy, owns, I think it's All Dive, or is it All's Dive?
Yeah, All Dive. All Dive.
That's it. And they were amazing. They really took care of us the other day and took us out to probably the best dive we've had.
Yeah, surface, you know, just like here at Sunset Bay Club, you have shore diving available to you. And, you know, the thing is, you think this stuff on the shore dives, Well, there won't be much to see there. You really need to get on a boat and do the diving. That is not the case. We have found out for the last several days here. Is like just like yesterday, we're at Allsdive, and we sat there and we jumped off the beach there, right off this boat. They picked us up on a boat and took us over to everybody so they could see Mermaid Angela do her little mermaid shtick. And we jumped in the water just to snorkel around their beach dive. And there's a big school of squid right there. I could have sat there for several, I could have sat there for a couple hours shooting video of squid.
Yeah, usually you think of a shore dive as kind of a step down. But in our case, the shore dives have been amazing, and they're kind of a step up. We saw flying gurnards, which I haven't seen since I've been over to Statia. Lots of eels, golden eels, just a lot of life just on the shore dive. And I'm not talking about a long kick out there. I mean, it is right off the water.
Yeah, Billy called it his pool. Welcome to my pool. And I said, you can do whatever you want in my pool. You can even pee in my pool. I don't care. So he was, I said, well, I beat you to it, but that's a whole nother story. Now, once again, we are doing our little thing here today with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. We have Mermaid Angela. Now, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is here as well, and she's doubling as a Scuba Radio Mermaid for the first time ever, and she's doing pretty good. We're not putting her in the water because she's not quite as accomplished free diver as Angela is. However, she is modeling right now on a rock, and she's on a rock, on a beach, on a black sand beach. How are you holding up there, Kelly?
Wonderful. It's so beautiful. Woo!
How you feeling doing this whole Scuba Radio Mermaid thing?
Awesome. It's so fun. It's not that hard at all. But
You're sitting on a rock right now. Is it hot? Is that a hot rock? Is that a volcanic rock?
I just care that it's hard, so I'm okay.
It's okay. As long as it's hard, you're good with it. Okay, Angela, what about you? How are you holding up there?
I'm doing great, Greg. Today was awesome. We did a great dive at Rena's Hole, which we all enjoyed. And now we're doing a little mermaiding, so we had a good day.
Yeah, and who's your friend here? What's your name?
Amarsa.
Amarsa, and you're from Dominica or what?
No, I'm from Belgium.
From where?
From Belgium.
Belgium. So you're here on holiday?
Yes, I live in Martinique.
Really? Okay, you live in Martinique. Now, what do you think of our Scuba Radio Mermaids? Do you see these in Martinique?
No, in Martinique it don't have that, so that is good.
So you have to come to Dominica to see a mermaid is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you like it? They're fun?
Yeah.
But I'm more fun, right? You told me that at lunch, that he's really nice.
No.
Oh, yeah. See, obviously the mermaids have already turned on me, just like they always do. So I'm going to leave them bake in the sun. So we'll leave them there on the beach, and they're going to take some more pictures and things like that. And, you know, they're doing some Discover Scubas. They're also, Sea Life Cameras is doing a little demo type of thing where you can take a Sea Life camera out for the first time and try your luck at underwater photography. Now, Simon Walsh from the Dominican Water Sports Association is actually hosting, I believe, a photo seminar. So he's taking people with the camera and actually giving them a few tips before they head out in the water and do the underwater photography thing. Have you tried out one of those cameras yet, Scott, or are you just leaving that to the other folks?
No, I grabbed one from one of the children that was diving yesterday and took a few shots for him. You know, they have a contest going, so I got in there and took an eel picture for him. And, they work real well. I was surprised. A nice big screen, and I hope the shots turned out.
Yeah, now they're also doing Best Mermaid Shot of the Week. So what's been happening is the girls have been doing their more mermaid photos on the rocks here on the beach for people topside. And then Angela, who's a little bit more accomplished on the water thing, she's jumping in the water and giving the Sea Life camera folks a shot to get a picture of a mermaid swimming in the water with them. And the best one's going to win a prize here as part of the Dominica Dive Fest festivity. So it's a cool little event they got going on, and once again, if you caught last week, you know it's more, you know, tailored towards the local population and informing them and educating them of the resource they have here off their coast here at Dominica, so more of the locals get involved in the dive industry here on the island. And it is truly remarkable because, you know, you go to other places and a lot of the dive operators are like expats. Expats, that's right. Expats, is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
Well, they're people from other countries and things that want to open up a dive destination in some island, exotic location or locale that they've always wanted to go. And they figure, hey, I'll start a dive operation there and go to town. Here, they actually draw a lot of the folks from the locals. A lot of the operators are Dominican-owned folks, entrepreneurs, that have developed their love for the sea and decided, okay, I'm going to open up a tourist business for divers and bring them to my island and show them around. So it's more of a family kind of run type of dive experience you get here on Dominica. At least that's what we've experienced so far. So it is quite unique in that sense. Now, here at Sunset Bay Club, they actually have a black sand beach. Now, this black sand, I'm guessing, is volcanic. What are you thinking? You going with me on that, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. The black sand beach is all volcanic on the island. There's some white sand beaches on the other side, but everything on this side is black sand. It's just beautiful.
And they supposedly have some seahorses right off the shore here that we're going to go check out in just a bit. You know, the geography, it's black sand at this place. It's rocky at another area. It's brown sand on it. I mean, it's very different depending on where you go on the island. And I think, well, we're on the north side. Is that right? I don't really remember.
Kind of northwest, yeah. But, I mean, we have palm trees here that kind of hang out over the beach. It's very tropical. It's very lush. I mean, we're standing under a mango tree right now. It's just beautiful.
Yes. You know, all kinds of fruit. You know, like I said, we already chewed on our sugar cane. We also had these little berry grape things that are kind of like a candy fruit or something. I don't remember what they're called, but we'll find out. Do you remember?
Angela called them nuts.
Okay. Okay, so you get to suck on nuts when you come to Dominica, and it's like candy, as it is in other places, I guess. You know, but they were pretty tasty, actually. So, you know, you do all that kind of stuff to kind of soak in the local flavor when you're diving a destination like Dominica. It's really all about the total experience, not just the diving, which, you know, I got to tell you, this dive we did yesterday, we will get the name of it later, but it was probably the best Caribbean diving I have ever had. Don't you think? It just had everything. Turtles, eels, you name it, it was there underwater.
Not just little turtles. They were huge turtles. They could care less about us. We swam right up next to them. We scrubbed their backs a little bit. They had a few barnacles on them. We cleaned them up, the little turtle cleaning station. And, I mean, they were big. What were they, 4 feet?
Yeah, at least. I'd say they were massive, that's for sure. And the colors were, I mean, for the Caribbean, it was really, really colorful, which is, you know, you can get good diving pretty much wherever you look if you look hard enough. But it does seem to be a little bit more healthy here and prolific in some of the sites they have here in Dominica. And I got to tell you, the turtles, the colors, the critters that we saw on that one dive, and it was a pinnacle dive, so there were like 4 or 5 pinnacles just coming up out of the depths. It was really impressive diving here off the coast of Dominica. So, you know, you got that to look forward to. I'll get the dive site. I know it's something pinnacles, and we'll get that from Simon here a little bit later on. Also, you know, of course, we went over and did Champagne Reef, where the volcanic activity here at the island, the most volcanic, you know, island in the world, actually has a spot here right off the coast where you can snorkel to, by the way. And there's little bubbles that bubble up out of the coral, out of the rocks, that kind of look like you're swimming through a glass of champagne. Hence, Champagne Reef here in Dominica. So we got that and more to talk about here on the World First Radio Show, devoted to diving from Dominica Dive Fest. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Ricky Skerritt from the Ministry of Tourism, St. Kitts. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't turn that dial.
And man. Thank you, Ricky. Yeah, he's just a couple islands up here from Dominica. We are at Dominica Dive Fest. Greg the Dive Master, Single Scott, Mermaid Angela, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, and, of course, Sherman. From Dominica. Sherman, what do you do here on the island? You're pretty much everything, don't you?
Pretty much everything. I'm a dive master at the Anchorage Hotel, I must say, and it is wonderful diving in Dominica. If you come to Dominica, you will not regret diving with us, or you won't regret visiting the island. There's so much to do, even doing some land tours and even in the water. Right now it's a dive festival, and this is one of the biggest festivals in Dominica around this time of year. And if you want to check it out, you should come visit the island. Boom!
Boom! That is the word we've learned this week. Boom! Means like, yeah, go.
Cool.
Yeah, everything is.
You feel airy, you feel happy by the expression you give.
That's right. It's all about the expression. It's about just having a good time. And yeah, Sherman works over there at the Anchorage. That's where we're staying, by the way, the hotel. And literally the diving, once again, the diving right off the coast there at the Anchorage where we're staying. Amazing. Flying Grenades, as Scott said just a few moments ago. Impressive, impressive diving just even off the beach there at the Anchorage Hotel. And, of course, you can stay there. They got free internet, the whole thing. So it's impressive stuff. Now, Sherman, not only a dive master, now you're working all the time. We're driving down the street. You're working some food stand or something. I mean, I see you all over. So what was that all about?
Yes, yes. I'm a very, how would you put it, versatile young man as well. I do grilling local cooking on the side of the road, you know. We grill local bananas. I do some dumplings we put into saltfish.
Now, wait, well, let's talk about that. I've seen this several times, and as well as chewing wood, which was sugar cane. We did that yesterday. The other thing I saw the other day was people grilling bananas on the side of the road. Now, what is that? I've never seen that. So grilling a banana, what does it do? Make it crunchy or what?
Well, you have the bananas, which is normally sold in the supermarkets and so on, which everyone knows about eating. And then you have what you call the plantains. They're really called plantains. And it's an old school tradition that our ancestors, grandmothers used to do for lunch or any time of the day.
So you don't grill bananas, you grill plantains.
Yes.
And so does it make them kind of crunchy or what? What does it do to the plantain when you grill it like that? Because it's like you're grilling hamburgers. Oh, wait, those are bananas. What's up with that?
Well, it is not crunchy. It makes it real nice and tasty. When you put it onto the grill, it's
there's only one way to find out, and that is to eat it.
That's
right,
for sure.
Yeah, so that is on the list before we leave. I gotta eat a grilled banana. And then the other thing, you had some little patties. Those were fish patties you had grilled up or what?
Those are what we call bakes.
Bakes
without oil. Yes,
without oil. So what is that? But what's in the bake? It looks like a little patty of dough and mixed up goo.
It's a little patty of dough, and then you add some ingredients into it. You grit a plantain into the dough as well. You put a little sugar and butter into it, and then you put it onto the grill. You give it a little baking powder, you know, and then you set it onto the grill.
And then you grill that thing up, and then you sell those little tasty treats to people that are driving by.
And also the local folks in the community as well. Definitely, we do.
Nice. It is. They all kind of work. I mean, they work together in that capacity, I guess. And people, you know, make food and for this person or that person. If you want to buy something, whatever. Everybody kind of makes it all work for everyone, right?
Yes.
A big community.
I would say it is a big community. And everyone, normally when you do something, everyone participates into it. Or they would pass by and make sure that it goes smoothly.
Yeah, everybody knows everybody. It's a very family-type, surrounding that you get when you travel to Dominica and when you start talking to some of the local folks like Sherman here. Well, Sherman, thank you. I really appreciate the hospitality you've showed us here at Scuba Radio. And I'm not so sure that's because of Scuba Radio or it's because of the mermaids. What is it?
Man, it's because of Dive Fest, and it happens year-round and every year. So you should come check it out, visitors and locals alike. You should come check out the Dive Fest at every year and come see the fun. Right now, this year, we have the mermaids for the first time ever in Dominica, and I think that gives everyone a different idea of what goes on around in the water. Or when you come to dive or snorkel, when you come to the island and there's something new to do.
Absolutely. Well, and mermaids should be part of the mix, right? Absolutely. For sure. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boom. Boom. There it is. All right. More coming up from Dominica. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Man, this black sand is hot in the sun in Dominica. It looks beautiful, but you need flip-flops or something. I'm telling you, man, makes things hot. Kelly and Angela are sitting on a rock in a mermaid tail right now. How are you holding up there, Kelly?
Good. I just need a mango and a coconut.
You need a mango and a coconut?
Yes.
Why? What are you going to do with them?
No. Yep.
Yep.
Boom!
Boom! Okay, of course. What about it, Angela? How are you holding up there?
I'm great.
That's a hot rock you're on right there. You guys, are you frying? I mean, we're going to
have kids around us.
What are you talking about? It's a hot rock. I just said it's a hot rock. We're frying up mermaids here in Dominica.
For sure.
For sure. Now, they're talking about taking the girls out over to a rock right off the coast here of Sunset Bay Club, where they supposedly have seahorses. Kelly, do you want to see a seahorse underwater?
Sure.
Sure. And I know Angela does. That's been on her list. You know, it's on my list, too, but above that list was chewing on wood, and we did that yesterday, knocked that off the list. I've seen seahorses before. Angela, you have not seen a seahorse. Is that the case?
Never.
And you're ready to mark that off the list?
Yeah. Supposedly, there's some over here by this rock, and one, I guess.
One seahorse over by a rock, and you're going to go over there and do your mermaid thing or just go look at it or what?
I don't know. I just want to see it. I haven't seen him yet, so.
Scott?
There's a gentleman here that wants to carry her in the water, and the trade-off for carrying a mermaid is he has to show her a seahorse.
Okay, and that's not code for some other kind of thing. He doesn't call it the seahorse or anything, though, right? Right, Kelly?
Right.
Yes. We've been learning about some codes here that I wasn't aware of, that Kelly, Angela, and Scott have informed me. But I don't think we can talk about that on the air just yet. I'm going to have to kind of process this material. But, yeah, the seahorse is literally right off the beach here, this black sand beach at Sunset Bay Club. I mean, it's going to be quite an experience. Just one of many things that we've seen. Now, you had an experience with a turtle that you loved, didn't you, Kelly?
Love the turtles.
You like the turtles.
Turtles. Love
the turtles.
You really
like the turtles.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Yep.
Has she been drinking some of that Dominican rum or something there, Scott? What's going on with her again? Or Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli.
Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli.
That's what it is, the official beer sponsor of Dominica Dive Fest. Doing its magic once again.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw was in Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always gonna be my star.
Ah, that's right. That's where we're at. Dominica Dive Fest today. Kelly and Angela, the Scuba Radio Mermaids, hanging out on a rock on a black sand beach here in the island of Dominica. And I guess you're kind of simmering in your own juices right now. Are we like frying up mermaid meat or what, Kelly?
Not really. I'm fine right now because if I was hotter, you know, I would tell you take me from here, and you do because you know you might be at.
Okay, thanks, Kelly. She's a handful. What are you going to do? Kabooli. Now, Angela, what do you think? Is this similar to our experience in the hot springs or the hot pools they have here in Dominica? You ever did anything like that before?
Never did anything like that, and it is the most amazing, magnificent thing. We were in waterfalls, and we were in the cold springs, and then the hot springs. It was the best day ever. It was just amazing.
The water is heated by the volcanic activity in the mountains, and they've built these cement pools for the locals and tourists to go and just lounge in the afternoon or evening or whatever and just unwind. And it's literally like a jacuzzi built into nature. Wouldn't you think? Isn't it like that? But the surroundings, you're in the jungle. You're in the rainforest. It's truly spectacular. You ever done anything like that before?
Go. Yeah, we have waterfalls in Brazil, but I never seen nothing like a hot spring, the hot pools. That was awesome. It was very like a natural spa and very relaxing. And we did at night, and I enjoyed seeing the stars, the shooting stars. So that was very, very nice. And if I was with somebody else, I would say romantic.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly.
And yeah, but it is. It is a very romantic place. If you want to bring your better half or your girlfriend or whatever the case may be, it is truly one of the most magical places to spend time topside for sure, because the hot pools alone, definitely, I think, if you're going on a date and some guy was taking you up to the hot pool, that would be a pretty good way to approach, don't you think?
Yep.
Throw in some diamonds and you're guaranteed a serious score, right?
Oh, yeah. That diamonds are my best friend. So, girl's best friend, and that would be perfect.
Yes. Yeah, so, there you go. You've heard it from Kelly. And, she knows what she's talking about, I'm assuming. But, yeah, it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing to have these kind of activities to fill up your time on your surface interval that are truly unique to the island of Dominica. Once again, the most volcanic island on the entire planet. They have like 10 active volcanoes. It's not like they're going to blow or they're steaming or shooting out lava or anything like that. They're dormant, I guess, or semi-dormant volcanoes. But they are active, and that's what creates that heated water that makes these hot pools available to the islanders.
What I like here, you have everything. You, if you like to do activities, you can go for hiking, walk, exercise, swim, diving. And in the evening, you can go and relax in the hot springs and do nothing. Have a cocktail, a kabuli, or wine. Or
a banana daiquiri or some other kind of flavored daiquiri. Pineapple.
Pina colada.
Got them all, trust me. And we've probably sampled most of them. Right after your Dan tip, we got more from Dominica coming up.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 61. It is currently against many nations' maritime regulations to play a casual game of spin the bottle nose dolphin.
That wasn't a bit nice.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip, and we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network, in the studio. It's really good to see you, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be seen. How have you been?
Lonely.
Wow. Not sure I want to go there.
It's my dive buddies, or rather lack of them lately. It seems like everyone's busy or our schedules just won't coordinate. It's getting really hard to put these dives together.
Sounds like you need some more dive buddies.
Got any tips on how to do that?
Absolutely. There are a ton of ways to find new dive buddies. Shoot, in this day and age, it's never been easier to connect with people.
Am I going to have to Twitter?
Not if you don't want to, but there are lots of dive websites now dedicated to connecting divers looking for buddies, as well as mainstream sites that connect folks with similar interests. They can be handy whether you're looking for buddies in distant locations or closer to home. You may want to think about checking them out.
Distant locations?
Some folks travel on their own and may need buddies when they get to their destination. I've heard of divers logging on who are planning to move and want to start lining up buddies before they even get there.
What if I don't want to go online?
I'd say there are even more options.
Starting with
the center of it all, your local dive shop. Going down and even hanging out at your local dive shop is a great way to meet people, find divers with similar skill levels and interests, and just all around make new friends.
I find that when I teach, a lot of classmates tend to become buddies.
Classes are an excellent way to meet potential dive buddies, especially if you're not taking the class with an established buddy. You figure classmates are likely to be at the similar skill level as you are and almost certainly have similar interests. The only thing left to figure is whether you're compatible and get along.
I did a speaking gig at a dive club not too long ago, and I heard a lot of the divers there making plans to go diving together.
Dive clubs are another great way to go. They're a lot like classes in that you're definitely sharing space with active divers who are as interested as you, maybe even more so. You may find that as you meet your fellow club members, you'll meet divers who will introduce you to new types of diving or increase your skill level.
Any suggestions on how to find a dive club?
Same way you find a buddy. Go to the dive shop, talk to other divers, go online.
Okay, so let's say you meet a whole team of new divers. How do you know which ones will make good dive buddies?
Well, it's like making any new friend. It really just takes time to figure things out. Your first inkling comes with the conversation you have with them. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably not going to enjoy diving with that person. But if you hit it off when you talk, make a plan to try things out as buddies. It can even be as simple as going to the local pool together to see how it goes.
What would you say is the most important thing about establishing a new dive buddy?
Communication, no doubt about it. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first time or the millionth time you've been diving together, communication is the key. Establishing goals, planning the dive, reviewing hand signals and emergency plans, it all comes down to communication.
Sometimes people are shy about asking too many questions when they don't know a person well.
I can appreciate that, but it's a mistake when it comes to diving. If you're in the water with someone, you have the responsibility to them, just as they have the responsibility to you. If you don't know them well, ask as many questions, be as detailed in the plans you make, and be as thorough in your reviews as you need to in order to be comfortable and safe.
And I'd say be prepared to share the information, too.
Absolutely. If you're just getting to know each other, it's important that your buddy feels just as comfortable as you do.
Are we forgetting anything?
I'd throw out a reminder to be patient. Remember that when you're diving with someone new, especially if you're used to diving with a particular person, it takes time to get to know them. New people, new habits, new approaches, it all takes time to get to know. So be patient, and as long as you feel safe with your buddy, give it a chance. It doesn't have to go perfectly the first time to become a really good dive partnership.
Don't let busy schedules and lack of common interest be your buddies. Go out and find some dive buddies. They're out there just waiting to meet you, and there's lots of ways to find them. Take a smart approach and the time to know them, and before long, you'll have a whole logbook full of buddies just waiting to share an adventure. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back on the island of Dominica for Dive Fest. Now, working with Simon Walsh from the Dominican Water Sports Association, he was nice enough to help bring us to the island with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. But really, the lady behind this spectacle and made it all possible, really, Simon's right-hand woman, I would guess, is Liz from the Dominican Marketing Authority. Or what's the official title, Liz? I'm sure I screwed it up.
Okay, it's the Discover Dominica Authority. That's the official tourism board of the island, and I'm the head of marketing.
Excellent. Now, as part of that, do you have really that tough of a sell when it comes to selling Dominica? Because, look, this is paradise. You got the hot pools, you got the waterfalls, you got the diving. This is amazing stuff.
I don't think it's a hard sell at all. As you say, we have it all. If you look around you, it's basically paradise. And I'm really fortunate to be living here on island. I've been away. I was away for a while, but then I had to come back home because this is it for me. This is paradise. This is where I need to be. So
yeah,
I think it's a hard sell for me.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about Woody, the same thing. He went away for a while, came back to the island. And does that give you a better perspective of where you guys fit into the world as far as, you know, as a tourist destination or a dive destination? Or what, Liz?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think as a dive destination, we are really a prime destination, you know, place to be in terms of diving. I mean, if you've been in the water and you look at the reefs, I mean, it's awesome. It's unbelievable. And a lot of divers, they know that and they want to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 110%. The diving, truly amazing. But topside with these waterfalls and the hot pools, I mean, as a Dominican on yourself, do you find yourself breaking away for a little afternoon siesta in the hot pool, or is it you guys have to wait till a certain time in the day? How's that work for the locals here on the island?
Well, for the locals, you know, we're not like unlike the tourists, we have to work. So, on the weekends, that's when we take advantage of the sites. We take advantage of the hot pools, places like Screws and Tequeglusho and Tears up in Wattenwaven and the various other sites here on island. And we take advantage of them on the weekends and holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see. It's like going to the drive-in movie here on the island of Dominica. You go to the hot pool instead. You're hanging out there with the family or with your better half. I mean, it's truly remarkable. Well, next time I come to the island, I'm sure I'm going to get kicked by my wife if I don't bring her. You hear what I'm saying, Liz?
Oh, yeah, definitely. She shouldn't just kick you. She should punch you and probably even try to stab you, but who knows?
Okay, you obviously have talked to her, it sounds like. Jeez. All right, well, but she knows her stuff as director of marketing here on the island. Well, Liz, thank you so much. It's been an awesome trip. I can't wait to come back again, if not sooner, for Dominica Dive Fest again next year, okay?
Hey, you could also come for World Pearl Music Festival. It's more than diving here. There's lots of culture and lots of heritage to enjoy also.
All you have to do is give me a reason. There you go. All right, more coming up from the Nature Island on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio, the first radio devoted to diving.
Well, thank you, Andre. You know, we meet some cool people on the road, and here in Dominica, it's more of the same. You just heard Liz, you've heard Simon, you've heard Woody, you've heard Sherman, and now it's JC. JC, is that right?
Yes.
And JC, you have your full set of dive gear on. Did you just do, was this your first scuba dive as part of Dominica Dive Fest or what?
Est-ce que c'est la première fois que tu fais?
Yes, it's my first.
It's your first time, huh? How do you like this? Was it pretty cool or what?
Yes, I like.
Do you like the diving or you like seeing the mermaids or both?
Like the diving.
He likes the diving, but he's thinking about the mermaids, right?
Exactly.
What do you think of these mermaids? You like those?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, he likes them a lot. You going to get a picture with them?
Yes.
Where are you guys from? Where are you from?
From Guadeloupe.
Guadeloupe, so the next island up, right?
Yes, it's the next, it's the first, Dominic, the first.
First time to Dominica, yeah? And you like it?
I very like it because it's very serene, very nice.
Very nice. Yeah. He's looking at the mermaids when he says that. So, but underwater was kind of cool too, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Well, welcome, and I'm glad you're enjoying yourself here in Dominica for Dive Fest. And see, the mermaids, it's kind of like music. The mermaids are like the universal language. It seems like everybody can relate to mermaids. You think, Angela?
Of course. We're all from the sea out here, so we all get along very well together.
What do you think, Angela? Do you think that's what it is? That's, the mermaids, everybody can kind of relate to seeing a pretty girl in a mermaid outfit?
Yes, I agree with you, Angela.
Yeah, okay, very good. And you like this? Do you like being a mermaid? Do you like being a Scuba Radio mermaid?
Sure, of course.
Of course you do. Yes, Angela.
Yeah, nothing either.
Oh, what? They want to what? Oh, I'm in the picture? They say, get the hell out of the picture? They want me out of the picture. I'm trying to do a radio show, but they're taking pictures of the mermaids, and they're like, hey, get out of the way. What are you kidding me? You know, it just goes to show, when you have pretty girls in mermaid outfits and a guy doing a radio show, who's going to get top billing? You can imagine it's going to be the mermaids, of course, as always as it is. And you know, we're at Sunset Bay Club for this stop in the tour. And our friend here, which I saw a couple years ago, how are you doing?
I'm going well, thank you.
Thank you so much for your hospitality. You guys are awesome. Are you having as much fun as you look like you are?
It's our pleasure to welcome you and to have you each year coming back like that. You are such as in a family now, so we are welcoming you as a part of our family in Sunset Bay Club. And we have a pleasure this year that you came with your mermaid, so it's so nice, and the client appreciated it. It's a really, really fantastic atmosphere this afternoon. People can discover scuba, people are making discover snorkel. We have also organized a whale watch excursion. This morning there were this photo competition.
And that's Sunset Bay Club, by the way, here in Dominica. We got another hour of Scuba Radio coming to you from Dominica next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.